Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. My special guest today is Sam Shelley. Now, you want to keep an open mind for this. I've checked this guy out, and I'm telling you that he has overcome some very serious medical issues using, wait for it, yoga. And I know you need to keep an open mind, but I thought this might be something that some of you might be interested in, and you want to be sure and check out my interview with Sam Shelley right after this. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. R-O-D-N-E-Y-M-A-T-H-E-R-S at yahoo.com. Now, that's how you catch me and you get a hold of me. If you got an idea for a show or just want to tell me how you're doing, I'd love to hear from you. M-A-T-H-E-R-S, R-O-D-N-E-Y at yahoo.com. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Sam Shelley. As an adult, Sam has wrestled with bipolar disorder. He's had suicidal tendencies, among other things, and he experienced what the medical community calls spontaneous healing. He's got a great book called I Don't Dwell, I used Meditation, Mindfulness, and Yoga to Reverse My Incurable Diseases. Welcome, Sam. How are you?
All right, Rodney, pleasure to be here with you today.
Can we start off by you just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, the little bit about myself is that today I founded Head Trash Anonymous because when I was very sick, like when I was in my 20s, you know, as a suicidal bipolar and had to be hospitalized for that, I took my thoughts as the truth. So my thoughts told me, like, hey, life is too difficult, just kill yourself. I would take that as my truth, and I would actually try to kill myself. So I had to be hospitalized for that. Then in my 30s, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and from that diagnosis, I lost the ability to walk. Like, my whole left side of the body was numb. I had, like, all sorts of issues from the MS, the bipolar. I just had arthritis, psoriasis, and chronic migraines. But today I have no signs of disease, no longer need my cane, no longer need my box full of medicines. That I've just gotten out of this head trash, and that's what I really help people today, is letting go of all this head trash.
Wow. That's a lot. And we certainly want to learn about how you did that, because, you know, the people that listen to this show are trying to adjust from incarceration, and we love stories like yours, because this overcoming of that kind of adversity, if you can do that, then surely we can do this. How did you finally come to a point where you decided to write a book about what had all happened to you? How did that evolve?
Well, how that evolved is, well, everybody saw my transformation. Uh-huh. And they're like, well, how'd you do that?
Right.
So I wrote a book about how I did it. And it was actually just, I had a simple 5-minute practice a day of just sitting there. Because I read about meditation one day, meditation equals inner peace. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need inner peace. But if I ever had a teacher that said I had to sit a certain way, breathe a certain way, hold my hands a certain way, I would have never gotten out of the mind. I've been so focused on the rules. So what I help people today is just tell them to just sit there and don't react to the mind. And just see that the mind is just generating all this nonsense. And that's unfortunately what we see in society today, is that nobody is telling us that, hey, your thoughts aren't true. We're taught, like, all through school, like, to cherish our beliefs, cherish our opinions, and accept our thoughts as true. And my feeling is that when people are incarcerated, You know, it's just a momentary lapse of judgment. For most people, they probably just did something that they felt was true in their head, and they got themselves into trouble. So to me, it's system's a little backwards to me. Somebody has poor judgment for 5 minutes, and you're going to pin them away for 10 years? That makes no sense to me. It's just that 5 minutes, they made some bad choices because nobody told them that, hey, all these thoughts in your head,
right,
they're not true.
That's a really good way of putting it. I think that does happen to a lot of people. I think that for whatever circumstances are going on in someone's life, they convince themselves that they might be able, even though they might know that it's not right to do what they're about to do, they convince themselves that they're justified in some sort of way, or that no one's going to find out, or whatever that thought might be. But invariably what happens in those situations, I believe, from talking to people and from going through a little treatment myself, there's always guilt that follows that. And the fact that that guilt is there means that, you know, there's built-in remorse. And I agree with what you're saying. A momentary lapse of reasoning is probably just what happened there. And then you return to reality. But unfortunately, that reality might be a cell. Okay, so you're our proponent of, now what you were describing, just the sitting and clearing your mind, that is, you call that mindset?
It's sort of like
meditation.
It's a form of meditation, you know, where you're just sitting there, mm-hmm. and you're not reacting and responding to the mind. If the mind start telling its story, I would come back to my feet, or feeling my hands, or feeling my breath. I would just find a way to disconnect from the story, the mental story, and eventually the mind will go quieter. And what happened to me 3 months after sitting in this meditation practice, I simply heard a voice say, "Perfect spirit." I'm like, that's it. My spirit is fine. It's simply the body that's damaged. Mm-hmm. Then I just knew that all was well. All sense of fear of my health just went away. Then my intuition, if you will, just guided me onto the way of health. And that's what I see today, is that everyone is a perfect spirit. They're just lost in the world of thoughts.
Do you specifically, I haven't read the book, but do you specifically talk about techniques that you can use to do this 5-minute exercise in your book?
Yes, what I do today, because a publisher went out of business, mm-hmm. so people go into my Facebook group or they go to my website and they send me a message, but they can get the copy of my book for free on my Head Trash Anonymous group in Facebook. Or if they go to my website, don'tdwell.org, and they send me a message, I'll just send them a free e-copy of my book. And my book is really like a how-to guide. Mm-hmm. And I share like about a dozen different practices in there. And people can just choose the ones that work for them, mm-hmm. because I see that we're all on this unique journey and we have to find the practice that resonates for us. I've worked with somebody that liked to watch football games, mm-hmm. and I made their football watching a practice to get out of the mind.
Hmm.
So there's all sorts of ways to get out of the mind.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've tried some of this, and I've heard other people have tried some of this, and this idea of clearing your mind is, you got to work at it. It's not like automatic, is it? I mean, it's hard to keep the thoughts out of your mind, isn't it?
It is a challenge, and there's all sorts of practices, because you're just trying to bring yourself back into this moment. So maybe your mind's really busy and you just can't get out of it. So maybe you grab an ice cube and you focus on that ice cube. But focusing on that ice cube will bring you back into the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all sorts of little tips and techniques to get out of that. And that's why I share my Head Trash Anonymous group, is
excellent.
All these ways to get out of the mind and get the free book. And it just takes a couple minutes a day. It's just asking somebody just disconnect for a couple minutes a day. That's it.
Now, you were able to beat all the physical problems, and I would like to know, what is different about your life now mentally? How are you different mentally now?
mentally less reactive. It takes a lot for me to worry, to stress, because I realize that all the worry, all the stress, or even guilt, shame, regret, is strictly coming from the mind. And I don't choose to accept those thoughts as my truth. And that's just the way I do it now. See, it just, I just have these thoughts racing around, but I don't attach to them anymore because I realize that they're just thoughts. It's not really who I am. And that's what I'm seeing, like all the stress, the regret is, you know, dwelling in the past, you know, just lingering in the past and not keeping yourself here, or the mind's future guessing and not really here.
When people are dealing with the hurdles that are placed before them as they come back into society from incarceration, things like job searches and that sort of thing, would this 5-minute technique that you're talking about, would this help them deal with that? I'm assuming it would. And how would it make them feel better?
Well, what it's going to do is once the mind begins to quiet, your self-esteem, your self-confidence improves. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you can't get these jobs because of you're just so feeling so guilty, so regret, or there's some kind of mental story blocking you from getting a job. But if you see that's just the story and not the truth, they naturally become more confident, more self-esteem, more self-assured, but not in a cocky way, but like a humble confidence.
Right, I guess you could say.
And employers look for that. Oh, this guy's really confident in what he can do, and they give him a chance.
Exactly. How can this book specifically help the ex-offender? I know we've talked about, you know, for example, we just talked about job searches. What other areas in an ex-offender's life would this book help?
What I think about right away is getting rid of the self-judgment. Get rid of that judging yourself constantly. You know, letting that judge go and just being free, just being yourself. Because of that self-criticism, that self-judgment is, you know, you already served your time. You're already dealing with that. It's time to move on and live your life. And it's just really unfortunate with the incarcerations, the system in the U.S. that it doesn't really rehab people. It doesn't teach them how to get out of the mind and how to really embrace who they truly are. Just for the momentary lapse, you know, their life is all ruined in some ways, you know, challenging, but it's really unnecessary.
Agreed. Sam Shelley, the book is called I Don't Dwell, How I Use Meditation, Mindfulness, and Yoga to Reverse My Incurable Diseases. Sam, how do we get the book, and tell us where your Facebook page is and how we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so if you go to my group, Head Trash Anonymous, on Facebook, if you just join that group, you'll see that my book is just pinned in one of the files or the pinned post. You can just download a copy. Or if you go to my site, don'tdwell.org, DONTDWELL.org, that you just can just go into the website and just send me a message. Hey, can you send me your book? You know, I'll send the e-copy of the
Perfect.
Book.
Perfect.
I'll just give that away now.
Sam, you've got a great story. It's inspiring for those of us that are struggling with a little adversity in our life now. It helps us to realize that we too can get past that, and you show us a way to do that. Sam, I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
All right, Rodney. Pleasure talking to you.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. I guess we made it through the big storm, Harvey. We got a little bit of water here at my house. The fence blew over and things are returning to normal now. Wasn't too bad for us. There were some people in my neighborhood that got hit pretty hard, though. They got quite a bit of water in their house. We were a little bit luckier, I think. How are you doing? Let me know how you are. Remember, you can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. I don't know. I thought Sam had some good ideas. You know, anything, I think that anything you can possibly find that will help you reintegrate and to do so in a way until you're, where you're more comfortable, where your mind and heart are at peace, I say go for it. And if Sam had something today that you can use, well, if you're just one person out there, then I think we hit a home run. And I want to thank Sam for being here today. I also want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.